Inside of my being, ancient historians of that many ages, I hope you. Okay. And I hope you'll awaken my genius and spur me greatly. If you're a problem, he goes on and lasts in silence. And praise of the fair one that is leaving this nation. She is the bright star of Erinnan, the flower of Ugartaid. Descend ye chaste muses, ye bards and ye sages, and Orpheus who tamed roaring beasts with his lyre. Ye ancient historians, that's dead many ages, I hope you'll awake and my genius inspire. Ye great men of learning, give your approbation. Ye gods and philosophers, lend me your aid. In praise of a fair one, I leave in this nation. She is the bright star of Erin and the flower of Ugartaid. Oh, were I as Homer, the prince of the writers, who sang of Athenians and Spartans of old, could I paint with the skill of a Roman inditer, the fame of this fair one could never be told. Penelope, Venus, Diana, and Flora, whose beauty and chastity never can fade. Fair Helen, Lucretia, and famous Aurora, even these could not equal the flower of Ugartaid. On arrival she stands mid the daughters of Erin, for style and for beauty none can her excel. On the 4th of September my bark it is steering, far, far from the spot I did formerly dwell. The consorts of Hector, who are mentioned in story, Susanna, whose virtue is still undecayed, Queen Dido, who dwelt with her sovereign in glory, even these could not equal the flower of Ugartaid. So adieu to old Erin, the land of my childhood, where luxury, wealth, and magnificence rove. No more I'll traverse o'er the plains and the wild woods, or list to the mavis that sings in the grove. And if to Columbia God sends me safe over, I will write a few lines to my own comrade maid, who along with her sister and my dear old mother await once again my return to Ugartaid. You know, this powerful rhyming there. Anyway, you know, and she really is a beaut, isn't she? You know, the consorts of Hector, who I mentioned in the story, Susanna, whose virtue is still on the cane, Queen Dido, who dwelt with her sovereign in glory, even these could not equal the flower of Ugartaid. It's still on the cave. Great words, and that fella wrote now, just as I mentioned to the head schools, when education was suppressed in Ireland, they had what was known as head schools. literally, they sat beside a hedge, and that was the school. And the hedge schoolmaster was outlawed. And he was outlawed. And he was supported by the few pence, whatever the students could. If you, as I say, Brian Fields' play Translations deals with that type of song, because they talk in Latin in it. And in Ireland, you would find farm labourers speaking in Latin or Greek. Crazy. And those that lorded over them were ignorant. And that's where you get this type of thing. Yeah. Oh, Flora. Now, there's an American version of this. Do you know Flan one called Floro? Never come across Floro, Cruel Floro. This is the original version, I say, of it. And again, this was this man, Eddie Butcher. I just don't have enough time. You see, to talk about Eddie Butcher, I talk to people like that. But the... Was I with the walking one morning, Angel? Are you there? I can hear Eddie singing this. This was a part of you. These on the branches, they were covered with the young and small birds sat on them so sweetly. The fact that I'm so hoarse almost brings me down to the way Eddie used to sing himself. These are the branches. They were covered with a young and the small birds sat on them so sweetly they sang. Oh, as I went out a-walking one morning in June to view the fair fields and the meadows in bloom, the leaves on the branches, they were covered with the young and the small birds sat on them so sweetly they sang. Oh, there is none in this wide world as happy as me and my Flora and me. I'll go down to my Flora, and this I will say, when will we get married? Love, tell me the day. But the wee thing she made answer, saying the day is not come. And besides, for to marry you, I'm rather young. I will go off to service, and when I return, it is then we'll get married, if love carries on. Oh, well, according to promise, to service she went. For to wait on a lady, it was Flora's intent. For to wait on a lady, a rich lady gay, and she dressed my Flora in a costly array. It was in scarce 3 months after a letter I sent, a few lines to Flora for to hear her intent. But the answer she gave me, she had led a good life, and she ne'er could come down to be a poor shepherd's wife. Now, when I read this letter, when I read it through, when I read this letter, my heart broke in two. For to think that my Flora had proved so unkind, like a false-hearted lover, she had altered her mind. Now, you Gates and you Gates Styles, I now bid adieu. My clatters and scrapers, I leave them to you. My dog croak and whistle, I likewise resign. Since my inconstant Flora, she has altered her mind. Oh, it is once that my cheeks were as red as the rose, but now they're as pale as the lily that grows. Like the red rose in winter, I am withered and done. Can't you see what I have come to for courting too young? Because sometimes that goes for courting too long or courting too young. That second last verse, he was a shepherd. In those days they stayed out with the sheep, you know. They would have stayed out for periods of time with sheep. But that second verse, Eddie sang it like that. You Gates, your man is obviously packing up and going to go to America. So your gates and your gate styles are now a bit of Judah. A gate style is just a gate post and the gates. My clatters and scrapers, I leave them to you. I don't know what they are. Eddie didn't know what they were, but that was the way he sung it. I presume they might have something to do with the tending of sheep or... I don't know. Because the next one is easy, like my dog, croak and whistle. His dog, the sheep croak. Catching sheep, you know, the shepherd staff, and whistle, like he would have a dog whistle for guiding the dog. But that is that's over here as Floro. Now it's interesting to see that and then see the American version, see how it has changed completely. Faithful Sailor Boy, we sang that. The Grey Mare, and it's an interesting little song. It's a lighter song. There are versions of this. There was a girl, a woman last year. Do you remember the blondie-haired woman from... It was two of them knocked around together. One of them used to make badges. It was a black-haired woman.
She was here last night.
Actually, not. The black-haired woman.
Yeah. She'll be back here Sunday.
What time did she leave last night? She's
right after the dance.
What dance?
For the dance.
The dance you were at.
She wasn't there, the Miller. That's different to that. This one is, I like this one because the woman really screws him in this one. Up to my song, the women are beginning to come out on top. But lots of the other ones, they get murdered though. You either win or you don't. Oh, Edward the Post got blown, you know. So there's so many songs. We never get through all these damn songs. All I can do is leave you a lot of songs. You'll have to learn them. Yes, it did include Canada, but you got most of the northern crowd. The Ulster Presbyterians, Protestants, headed mainly for Canada. That's why you see. So one of the reasons you still have Canada hooped up in the British Commonwealth thing, you know, is on account of that crowd up there. Mm-hmm. And why you still have a fair crowd of Orange men up in Canada. And why you'll have Orange parades in Canada. You know, most of that crowd came there. A lot of the Ulster Presbyterians, they were craftier than us crowd down below, you know. Like, do you know the Mellon Bank? The Mellons.
Right.
Mellon Foundation. He's from Omagh. He was Presbyterian stuff. They were crafty.
That's what gave us the money for our radio series.
There you go. He also set up a folk park in Omagh, and they restored the original Mellon's house. Nice little place up there. But the northern crowd are a craftier crowd than the crowd on the south, you know. Jeez, if there's a penny, you only fucking will have it, you know. And they'll turn a penny.
So are there many songs about the story. Canada?
They tell a story about the crowd up in Cavan. They say they were the meanest people in Ireland. They ate their dinner out of a drawer. And if they see it coming in, they just kill it.
Oh, that's great.
Imagine eating your dinner out of a drawer. You save another fellow. He was so mean he could peel an orange in his pocket. He was the only man I knew, he said I could peel an orange in his pocket. Sorry, what were you saying?
I was just wondering if there were songs about immigrating to Canada.
Yes, there is. There's one called The Greenfield. It's peculiar. Not many, though.
Yeah.
Not many. There's one called The Greenfields of Canada, but it's actually The Greenfields of America. But it's called either. And what Maloney calls the Green Fields of America, you'll find the references to Canada. We sang one yesterday. Russian had one up in the town of Quebec.
Yeah.
You'll find references. There's Brandy There's ale in New Brunswick at a penny a glass. I might have it in that. I certainly have it here somewhere.
I didn't mean to distract you from what you were going to
say. No, you're not, because this is the way this class goes. This one is called either the Grey Mare or Roger the Miller. And again, it brings in what we talked a minute ago, a bit this question of matchmaking. He was there to settle the match before he would take the daughter. Oh, young Roger, the miller came courting of late, a farmer's fine daughter called beautiful Kate. She had for her fortune oh many fine things, beautiful silks and gold diamonds and rings. Her father, he gave her a neat plot of ground. She had also a fortune of 500 pounds. When the money and supper, they were both laid down, well, it was a great sight to see 500 pounds. And a sight of the money and beauty likewise, it made Roger's heart greedy and dazzled his eyes. He says, now that your daughter and money are there, his eye will not have her without the grey mare. Then the money and supper were taken from sight, and likewise young Cathy, his own heart's delight. And Roger was taken and shown out the door. He was ordered not for to come there any more. It was then he did tear at his long yellow hair, saying, I wished I had never spoke of the grey mare. Well, it was when 6 months they were over and past, that young Roger the miller, he met with his lass. I think I do know you then, madam, says he. I am the same way with fuck. It was when 6 months they were over and past, that young Roger and Miller, he met with his lass. I think I do know you then, madam, says he. I am the same way with you, sir, you, said she. A man of your features with long yellow hair, he once came a-courting my father's grey mare. Well, it was not a courting the grey mare I came, but to you my own jewel called Cathy by name. I thought that your father would never dispute to give me the grey mare along with you to boot, and not to risk lose such a dutiful son, but it's now I am sorry for what I have done. For your sorrow, young Roger, I have little regard, for there's plenty fine men in this town to be had. If you forgot the grey mare, you'd be married, you see, but now you have neither the grey mare nor me. The price of that grey mare was never so great, so fare you well, Roger, so fare you well, Roger, you're a sorrowful case. Now young Roger's away to his desolate home, and he sighs as he sits there and sups all alone. And Cathy, she sings, she is happy and gay, she has wed a young miller who works a long day. So lads, when you're courting, be always aware to court with a young maid, and not a grey mare. Nice twist, Joe.
When that's son of a here, more often than not, people stop at the punchline about a man of your features came courting my father's grey mare.
Yeah.
They leave off the rest of the socialization.
But sometimes, if depending on the crowd, or depending on what, I've often thought of stopping at that point, because it's really hit at that point,
yeah,
you know.
It's a punchline.
Yeah, and it's a lovely line. Who once came a courting my father's grey mare. And it can be stopped at that point, depends. And it is a bit of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, there's 8 verses in it. So that if you want this to shorten, it could quite easily stop at that point. Edward Boston. Come on, I'm strange. Now we'll go off on to the Sarah Jane. Now, I'll sing this one because this was one of Eddie Butcher's songs again. It's a peculiar meter. And it's a peculiar putting together of a song. I always liked this one. There's more of it there. Oh, Jesus, there's a clatter version. I wonder if the one that'd be more appropriate for you rather than that one. I put on. Shall we sign the play by Lamentation of Hugh? Yeah, I didn't sing the Lamentation of Hugh Reynolds.
No, you didn't. All the way
I'd sing you this one because this is a again, a different type of song. It's very plain and it's just a. It's a funny expression of a thing. This fella, you see, you could be deported for taking the squire's daughter. Court with the squire's daughter. And if you eloped with the squire's daughter, as Willie Riley did, they accused you of a kidnapping. And, or, there's another word at that time, huh? There would have been another word at that time in history. Abduction or... And somebody else sometimes think of. He'd be brought back and he'd stand in trial. In Willie Riley's case, Squire Folliard's daughter refused to testify against him, more power to her. And in this case here, courting is often referred to as abduction. Just, I'll sing it just because of the way the song is set out. My name is Jessica. My name it is Hugh Reynolds. I come of honest parents. Near Cavan I was born, as you may plainly see. For the loving of a maid, one Catherine McCabe, my life has been betrayed, but she is the dear maid to me. The country was bewailing my doleful situation. Still I had expectations that this maid would set me free. Although she proved ungrateful, her parents were deceitful. Till I own I loved her faithful, she is the dear maid to me. Young men and tender maidens throughout this Irish nation, who hear my lamentation, I hope you'll pray for me. And the truth I will unfold, that my precious life she sold. Though in the grave I must lie cold, she's still the dear maid to me. But now my glass is run, my last hour it has come, and I must die for love and the height of chivalry. I thought it was no harm to embrace her in my arms, or to take her from her parents, still she's the dear maid to me. So adieu, my loving father, likewise my tender mother. Farewell, my dearest brother, who has suffered so for me. With strong irons I'm surrounded, in grief I lie confounded, by perjury unbounded, she's still the dear maid to me. Now I can say no more, to the law board I must go, and take my last farewell of my friends and country. May the angel shining bright receive my soul this night and convey me up to heaven with the blessed Trinity. It's peculiar, so even meter on it, and even the phasing of it. She's still the dear maid to me. Now there's two sets of opinions on that. Some will say she is still a dear maid to him in there. Other people say she was a bloody dear maid to him, you know, she cost him too much. So I have a feeling it's the second one. There was another piece there that there's something else I came across, I meant to say there on that. I remember all the songs I'm singing them at least an octave lower than I would sing them. And don't think that they're quiet songs, they're not. I would be singing that thing up, out, you know, hard out. That's why I don't like singing for you like this at all, because it's giving you a wrong way, a wrong impression of my singing. He'll tell you that singing like you'll be over there listening to it, you know. And, because that is not, it's not a quiet little song. Most of these songs are not quiet, even though they're love songs, you sing them hard. My name it is Hugh Reynolds, at that. I come of honest parents, here Kevin and I. So born, you know. That kind of way, rather than and the way of singing. It's easy to sing it the way of song. Laurel Hill. You see, there's no point singing Laurel Hill. It's a beautiful song, a huge thing, and a Napoleonic thing, but I can't sing this song. It's too long, and it's a great song. Lay the bent to the bunny bone. Sing a verse, Steph. There was a lady in the north country. Lay the bent to the bunny. And she had lovely daughters three. La 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 la. There was a knight of noble worth. Lay the bent to the bonny groom. And they who also lived in the north. La 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 la. One evening when it was full late. Lay the bent to the bonny groom. This night he knocked at the lady's gate. La 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 la. The eldest sister, she let him in. Lay the bent to the bonny broom. And pinned the door with the silver pin. La 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 la. The second sister, she made his bed. Lay the bent to the bonny broom. And hall and sheet so find it spread. La 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 la. The youngest sister, fair and bright. Lay the bent to the bonny broom. Did lie a bed with this valiant knight. La 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 la. All through the night they did sport and play. Lay the bent to the bonny broom. And in the morning she then did say. La 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 la. Now you have lain with me all night.
Lay the bent to the bonny groom.
Will you make me your wedded wife?
La 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 la.
If you will answer my questions three.
Lay the bent to the bonny groom.
Then think, fair maid, I will marry thee.
La 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 la.
Oh, what is louder than a horn?
Lay the bent to the bonny broom.
And what is sharper than the thorn?
La 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 la.
And what is longer than the way?
Lay the bent to the bonny broom.
And what is deeper nor the sea?
La 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 la.
And what is greener nor the grass?
Lay the bent to the bonny broom.
And what more wicked than woman is? La 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 la. And thunder's louder than the storm.
Lay the bent to the bonny broom.
And hunger sharper than the horn. Oh,
la 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 la.
Oh, love is longer than the way.
Lay the bent to the bonny broom.
And hell is deeper nor the sea.
la 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 la.
And envy's greener than the grass.
Lay the bent to the bunny broom.
The devil's more wicked than woman is.
La 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 la.
But she these questions answered had.
Lay the bent to the bunny broom.
This night he was most exceeding glad.
La 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 la.
And having tried her for her wit.
Lay the bent to the bunny broom.
He much commended her for it.
La 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 la.
Now you have answered my questions three.
Lay the bent to the bunny broom.
And now, fair maid, I will wed with thee.
La 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 la.
Now you have answered these questions three.
Lay the bent to the bunny broom.
And now, fair maid, I will wed with thee.
La 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 la.
Good one we had just the end of the in the bow and balance. Where's bow and balance?
In the back.